بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء سيدنا وإمامنا النبي محمد أما بعد dear respected brothers and sisters young and elders inshallah today we are going to talk about the main objective of Surah Al-Baqarah inshallah I will come back to Surah Al-Fatiha but because now we are reading Surah Al-Baqarah and Al-Taraweeh. So inshallah, it will be a good idea to explain the main ideas of that surah. So inshallah, our dealing with the surah and with the Quran becomes easier. This is the objective. So inshallah, today we are going to talk about the virtues, the fada'il of Surah Al-Baqarah. Then we are going to look at the structure of the surah. The structure of the surah basically is divided into a few parts. We have the introduction. Then we have the idea of the responsibility of the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives the example of people whom were given the responsibility, but they did not pass the test. They did not fulfill that responsibility. Then Surah Al-Baqarah moves to another example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the responsibility and they were successful. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will demonstrate in the surah the deen, the sharia, that we are responsible for. And then we have the end or the closing of the surah. At the end, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq, we will talk about how does the name of the surah, Al-Baqarah, relate to all this structure. So let us begin, inshallah. Surah Al-Baqarah. Hadith of Hadrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated by Imam Muslim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not make your houses like tombs, like cemeteries, maqabir, because shaitan runs away from the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. Another hadith also narrated by Imam Muslim through Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, recite the Quran because it will come at the last day of judgment with the intercession, shafa'ah for its people. Then Rasulullah ﷺ continued saying, read Az-Zahrawain, the two flower ones, Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran. They will come at the last day of judgment like two groups of birds or two clouds, and they will be defending their companion. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about Al-Baqarah, recite Al-Baqarah because not doing so will be a big loss. And Surah Al-Baqarah is the surah that the magicians cannot do anything with it. Another hadith narrated by Imam Muslim through An-Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, at the last day of judgment, the Quran will come defending his people, those who used to act upon it. So who are the people of the Quran? Those who read the Quran or listen the Quran and act upon it. In front of them shall come Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran defending their companion. We all know that Surah Al-Baqarah has the greatest ayah of the Quran, and that ayah is Ayatul Kursi. Surah Al-Baqarah also was the first surah to be revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina. Now let's go and look at the structure of this surah. Beautiful structure. We have an introduction. The introduction starts with Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the greatness of the Quran. Why? Because He is going to introduce the Quran as Hudan Lil Muttaqeen, guidance for the pious ones, the righteous ones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by elevating the status of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that book. What does that tell you? In Arabic, when you say ذَلِكَ, you are pointing to something that is high. Therefore, the Quran has a high status. Or the book that is in your hand, and it's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from above His arsh, without making a space to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is pointing to the book that is in your hand, which means that someone from up high is talking to you. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that book. La rayba fi, it is a book, meaning that this book has gathered all the information in all the other books. All the books that were revealed to the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarized all that in Al-Quran Al-Kareem. La rayba fi, this book has no doubt. Hudan lil muttaqin, it is guidance for those who are pious. Now remember that when you start the Quran, you start with Surah Al-Fatiha. And you have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already answered your prayer, answered your dua in that surah, which is the first surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, here it is, the book that you had asked for, the guidance you asked for is in this Al-Quran, Hudan lil muttaqin. In the introduction, the second part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about three types of people regarding the Quran, regarding the message of Islam, regarding the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People will be one of three. There is no four. Any person on earth will be one of these three types. Number one, those who are pious, al-muttaqeen. Number two, those who disbelieved, al-kafirun. And number three, the hypocrites. Now, for each one of these categories, the believers, the disbelievers, and the hypocrites, we have levels. So we have levels in the believers, we have levels in the disbelievers, and we have levels in the hypocrites. Rasulullah ﷺ informed that a Muslim, by having some qualities of the hypocrites, he has that quality. He is not a full hypocrite, but he has a quality of the hypocrites. Similarly, those who disbelieved, there are some people who are fighting the Quran day and night, knowing the truth. And there are people who don't know the truth. So we have all kinds of levels. When it comes to Muslims and believers, we also have different levels. So this is the introduction. After that, Surah Al-Baqarah talks about the main idea of the surah. This is the main idea of the surah. What is the main idea of the surah? You are, each one of us is responsible of the deen. Huh? Every one of us, man or woman, young or old, is responsible for the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةِ, which means, you know, Khalifa is the one who is going to be in charge of the earth, the one who is going to live the good example, the one who is going to give the good example, the one who is going to invite the good example. So you and I, everyone is responsible for the deen. This is the main idea of Surah Al-Baqarah. This is the principle that all the stories and all the ayat of the surah go around and revolve around. Also, the surah says that there is only one true enemy, and that is shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the surah that earth was created for us, so it is in our hand to establish the earth, to construct the earth, to walk in the earth with righteousness and good model. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes that we are responsible for the earth, we are responsible for the deen, we are responsible to give the good example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us two examples. People who were given the responsibility but they failed, and the second example, people whom were given the responsibility and they were successful. People whom were given the responsibility and they failed are the children of Israel, Banu Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. I chose you above all people. I gave you the responsibility. I gave you my message. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarized their problem. What was their problem? In over than 80 ayat, right after the story of Adam, Allah recites on us the description of the sifat of Banu Israel. What was the summary of all their problems? Allah mentions it in Surah Al-Baqarah. Sami'na wa asayna. We heard the order and we disobeyed. That's the problem. So the ulama say, Al-Yahudiyatu sifat. Al-Yahudiyatu laysat jinat. Being a Yahudi in the Quran is not about genetics. It's not about being born to a Jewish family. No, it's about having the quality and the sifat of those people. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He mentioned in over than 80 ayat, the sifat of Bani Israel, He is warning us, do not be like them. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah has given us the example of people whom were given the responsibility of the deen, the responsibility of the earth, the responsibility to give the good example, and they were successful in that. The example of
Ibrahim alayhi salam. So after the introduction, we have the story of Adam. The story of Adam talks about that we are responsible for deen, we are responsible for earth, we are the Khalifa. Then the story of Bani Israel, those people were given the responsibility, but they failed. Then the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was given the responsibility and he was successful. What was his success? He established a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Baqarah, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The ulama say in Islam, every offering and acceptance, that is a contract in Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Ibrahim, aslim, that was the offering. He said, aslamtu, that was the acceptance. What is that called in Islam? That is a contract. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, Islam is a contract between the Muslim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A contract of what? A contract of obedience. The Muslim has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was ordered to put his family away from him. Because of da'wah, he was thrown into the fire. And he was ordered to slaughter his son. And in all cases, he fulfilled the words, he fulfilled the orders. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. And remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested Ibrahim alayhi salam with orders, and he fulfilled all of them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will make you the imam of the people. إني جاعلك للناس إماما. قال ابن القيم إمام ابن القيم الجوزية تلميذ شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمة الله على الجميع used to say إذا تزوج الصبر باليقين ولدت بينهما الإمامة في الدين. When patience is married to يقين, then among them, between them, إمامة of deen will be born. Then he quoted the ayah from Surah Al-Sajdah, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. So Surah Al-Baqarah, we have an introduction. Adam alayhi salam, meaning you are the responsible for the deen. Then Banu Israel, these are the qualities of the people who have failed the mission, failed the test, failed the responsibility. Do not be like them. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam is given as an example. Be like him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the first test he gave to Ummat Muhammad. What was it? Immediately after the story of Ibrahim. What do we have in Surah Al-Baqarah? The story of changing the Qibla. So now Muslims, are you going to be obedient like Ibrahim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, change the Qibla. You should change the Qibla immediately. That is Islam. Islam is a contract. Aslim, aslamtu li rabbil alameen. Islam is about obedience. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Sharia. So let's summarize again. The story has an introduction. One of three people, either a mu'min or a kafir or a munafiq. That's the introduction of the Surah Al-Baqarah. After that, Adam, you are responsible for the earth. You are responsible for the deen. You are responsible to give the example. After that, Banu Israel, they failed the mission. After that, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was successful in the mission. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us from all kinds of tashri'ah. There is no surah in the Quran that has tashri'ah. Of the Sharia, of Islam, like Surah Al-Baqarah. Let me give you the list. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately after the story of changing the Qibla, Ummat Muhammad was obedient, they accepted and they changed the Qibla. But some of the Muslims with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were not obedient. They came out of Islam because of that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the Sharia. He talks about Al-Qisas. Al-Qisas means an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. Then he talks about will. Then he talks about fasting. Then he talks about effort and jihad fi sabilillah. And then subhanAllah, anytime Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions jihad in Surah Al-Baqarah, immediately he mentions with it what? Effort with money, juhdul mal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah talks about effort with nafs, with oneself, then immediately he talks about nafaqa, he talks about zakah, he talks about sadaqah, he talks about spending money, because we need both, effort fi sabilillah bil nafs, with oneself, and with al-mal. Then he gives us the beautiful example, which I don't have the time to go through, the story of Hadrat Suhaib al-Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was migrating. The Quraishis told him, stop, we are not going to allow you to migrate. We know you came penniless, you came with nothing to Mecca. He said, take all your my money and just let me migrate. So he migrated. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, he said, Rabiha al-bay'u Aba Yahya, your business with Allah has already won, because Jibreel alayhi salam already told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that story. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a beautiful ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Because if you are responsible for the deen, one thing that you and I have to do is that we have to embrace Islam fully. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the same surah about Bani Israel, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. You believe in part of the book and you disbelieve or leave the other part. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings another story that talks about effort with oneself and with money. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings more of the sharia. He talks about alcohol. He talks about gambling. Then he talks about family law. He talks about marriage. He talks about the menstrual period of ladies. He talks about divorce. He talks about breastfeeding. He talks about iddah. He talks about engagement. All that is Surah Al-Baqarah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about salah. Then he brings the story of Talut and Jalut, which brings us back again to the same idea. Effort with nafs and effort with the money. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the most powerful, the greatest ayah of the Quran, Ayatul Kursi. Why? Because in order to carry this message of Allah, this deen of Allah, we need the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the surah with what? That Muhammad and the believers with him have fulfilled the mission. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give any responsibility for anyone that he or she cannot bear. Therefore, this deen that I have given you in Surah Al-Baqarah, you can carry it, you can bear it. The last idea, why was it called Surah Al-Baqarah? Because Surah Al-Baqarah is the story of the Al-Baqarah when Banu Israel said, Sami'na wa asayna. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us in this surah, don't be like them, don't be like the people of the Baqarah to say Sami'na wa asayna, but be like Muhammad and his companions, say Sami'na wa ata'na wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.